Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. The debate rages on. Cats versus dogs. We both have cats, Dave, but I've also had dogs that were a close part of our family. They're great companions and make great service animals.
Well, a new study gives us another reason to pick dogs. It compared the microbiome in a dog's fur to a human's beard, and guess what?
Dogs have cleaner fur?
Yes!
Oh man, I'm gonna go wash my face now.
Well, part of the impetus for studies like this, comparing human and dog microbes, is to see whether we can let dogs use underutilized MRIs meant for people.
That's because magnetic resonance imaging costs millions of dollars, so there are just a few for animals. Yet skeptics are concerned dogs carry diseases that can pose a risk to human patients. So a study looked at the bacteria borne by humans and dogs to answer that question.
Scientists compared the bacterial load from the beards of 18 men with neck fur between the shoulder blades of 30 dogs. Not only did the beards have much higher numbers of bacteria, every man had high counts, whereas just 23 of the 30 dogs did. And human pathogenic bacteria were more present in the beards.
When they compared human MRI machines with ones used by dogs, the human ones had far more bacteria, which shows us that these machines should be cleaned after every use, just like the ones used for dogs are sanitized each time.
Consider that every year, 2 million people are sickened by hospital-acquired infections that kill 100,000 patients. So if this study is true, having dogs share our MRIs doesn't make them less sanitary. Instead, maybe we humans need to make sure we're not passing germs to one another.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.